something that the Lord has impressed me to preach. And so I learned a long time ago that when he does that, I just got to do it. So if this doesn't do you any good, it'll be good for me just to obey. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 said, "Enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat." That's not the will of God. The Lord stated it very plainly that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is the will of God. But in spite of that being the will of God, it says there's many, many, many that enter in on the road of destruction. So my subject tonight is this: roadblocks on the highway to hell. Roadblocks on the highway to hell. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The word hell has become to our world nothing more than a curse word. It's used frivolously countless times every day. But I'm telling you tonight that hell is still a real place. It is a real place. The Bible says that God prepared hell for the devil and his angels. And then a little later it said hell has enlarged itself, because there are so many that are determined to go there. Could I say tonight that going to heaven is a choice and going to hell is a choice? It's a simple choice. It's a simple decision that everybody has to make. If you choose God and righteousness, then you will choose heaven. If you reject God and righteousness, then you make your decision for hell. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Just as simple and tragic as making a wrong decision. But it's not going to be easy to go to hell. Let me say that again. God is not going to make it easy for anybody to go to hell. He has put at least 7 roadblocks in your way before you can get to hell. It's not going to be easy to get there. You can, if you choose and make up your mind, you can get there. But if you do, you're going to go through some things before you arrive. The first roadblock on the road to hell is your own conscience. God gives you in your consciousness a voice of right and wrong. It's a voice of reason that lets you know before you do something wrong, it lets you know that this is not right for you. Everybody knows what conscience is. Anybody ever had your conscience talk to you? Amen. Anybody ever had your conscience say, "Now this is not the right decision. You're making a wrong decision here." But the conscience with time can be trained. As a matter of fact, Paul said to Timothy that there would be some people, he said, that they will sear their conscience with a hot iron. When you sear something like that, it destroys all of the nerves and all of the feeling in it until it becomes hardened and it cannot be, and it becomes callous, has no more feeling left. You can train your conscience. You can drown it out and ignore it so often that it will no longer talk to you. and you can no longer hear its voice. But the first roadblock in your life is going to be your conscience. Hear me today, people, and especially young people. You still have a sensitive conscience, and you need to listen to that conscience. And I know what it's like, because you're going to reason. You're going to say, but other people are doing it, and they're getting away with it. Yes, but you listen to your conscience. It's trying to save you. It doesn't matter what somebody else is getting away with. It doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. What matters is that your conscience is preaching to you, and it's doing its very best to keep you off of the highway to hell. The next road that you're going to have to go over is you're going to have to blast through some prayers. There are prayers on the highway to hell that are going to try to get you to detour, and try to get you to pull off, and try to get you to turn around. Let me tell you something about prayer. Prayer never dies. Once a prayer is spoken, once a prayer is prayed, it's breathed in the rarefied air of eternity, and God hears that prayer, and that prayer lives on. The prayers that my little mother used to pray, I remember before I was saved. And when I was a young boy, my mom, sometimes she was the only one serving the Lord in my family at that time. And she would get down beside her bed, and she'd get lost in the spirit of prayer. And travail would come upon her, and she would pray until she was too weak to even get up off the floor. And she could barely whisper, and we'd get close, and she'd be saying, God, if you don't save my children, if you don't save my husband, just take me on. I don't want to live. I just want to die. My mom would pray, and I would take a pillow, and I would put it over my ears at night, because I didn't want to hear that voice calling out my name before heaven. Amen. But I couldn't drown it out. Let me tell you something. Prayer will pierce a pillow just like it'll pierce your heart. Hear me, Mama. Pray for your children. Hear me, Father. Pray for your children. I don't know about you, but I believe that one of the horrors of hell is going to be the echo of prayers. They're going to come down through those flames and the torment, and you're going to say it again, I don't have to be here. I had to go through the roadblock of prayer before I could ever get to this place. You're going to hear your mama pray again. You're going to hear your father pray again. You're going to hear the voice of Jesus in the garden. You're going to hear the voice of the Apostle Paul. You're going to hear the voice of the saints, of the angels, like a big speaker blasting through the flames of hell, saying, I didn't have to come here. Prayer tried to stop me. If you go to hell, you're going to go through the roadblock of prayer. Anybody that goes to hell is going to have to go through a preacher. I don't like to preach about hell. I'd a whole lot rather preach about heaven tonight. I'd rather preach about the love of God tonight. I'd rather preach about just about anything else tonight than what I'm preaching about. But I'm telling you tonight, somebody needs to remind us that there is still a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. Somebody needs to remind us tonight that Jesus preached about hell more than he did heaven. Somebody needs to tell us that it still matters, and that it's still real, and that it's still genuine. Romans chapter 10 verse 14 says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You need a preacher in your life. You need some man of God that will help you to keep your feet going the right direction. Help you keep your heart fixed on the Lord. Amen. Help you with encouragement and say, now, brother, sister, amen, you can't give up now. You've come too far. We're too close. The rapture's just right around the corner. We're almost there. You need a preacher. You need a preacher. Amen. Jude said it this way. He said, if some having compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Amen. Oh, I would tonight. I've heard people say, preacher, don't you try to scare me. If I could scare you out of hell, I'll do my very best. And you'll thank me on the other side. Amen. Multiplied times over. Amen. Fear doesn't work. I don't know if it does or not. All I know is that God told me that I had to preach about hell tonight. And somebody needs to listen. Somebody, because God put a preacher between you and hell tonight. Anybody still believe in hell? Anybody still believe that there's a place that is ever burning? God didn't prepare that for people, but the people have prepared themselves to go there. Anybody that goes to hell tonight is going to have to go through the love of God. I said, you're going to have to go through the love of God. You're going to have to reject the love of God. You're going to have to push aside the love of God. You're going to have to make your way out of the embrace of the ever-loving arms of God. Because the Bible said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because they believe not in the Son, in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. I'm just telling you tonight, friend, there's a Savior in your way. God's love is in your way. God's mercy is in your way. God's provision is in your way. John 3:36 said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I've heard people say it. I didn't ask Jesus to die for me. No, you didn't. But he did it before you ask, because he knew it's the only chance you've got. He's the only, you can't save yourself. The only hope you have is Jesus Christ. So there's God's love, and it's waving, trying to slow people down on the highway to hell, saying, please, don't go past here. Don't go any further. There's destruction waiting just down the road. Stop here. Please. Stop here. It's in this house tonight. It's here right now in this place. And it's reaching out to somebody saying, please. Please. Listen. Stop. Turn around. Don't go any further. Amen. God's love is trying to stop somebody tonight. God's love's in somebody's way. Amen. Praise God. God's word is in somebody's way tonight. I said God's word is in somebody's way. Amen. If you go to hell tonight, you're going to have to go through the roadblock of God's good word. Amen. The Bible says that God hath chosen the foolishness of preaching to save them which believe. Amen. It's God's word that's going to reach out and it's going to touch somebody's heart. And you're going to hear it tonight. But the travesty is, if you don't hear it tonight, you will hear it in eternity. Throughout the ages of hell, throughout its eternity, the word of God is going to echo. Amen. And it's going to come over and over every sermon that you've ever heard, every verse that you've ever read, everything that you've ever known about God. It's going to be magnified. And you're going to say it all over again. Why didn't I stop at the roadblock of the Word of God on the highway to hell? God was trying to get me to get off then. Preaching. The Word of God, it's here, folks, and it's doing its very best to keep us out of the flames of hell. God does not want anybody to go there. John saw in his vision in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, he said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. You know what the books are? It's the 66 books of the Word of God. And God's going to open this up. And that's what you're going to be judged out of. Oh, I don't believe in the Bible. You don't have to. But that's what's going to be the judgment. This is God's Word. Like it, don't like it. Love it, don't love it. Believe it, don't believe it. But it is the Word of God, and we will be judged from His book. The Word of God speaks to us. It comes to us. And it's a roadblock on the highway to Him. There's a place in the Bible where God gave us a window to into hell. Jesus in His parable in of Dives the rich man and Lazarus the beggar in Luke chapter 16 gives us an insight. It opens up a window and it lets us see what's going on in hell. You remember the story how Lazarus died, and Brother Hart talked about this morning. Angels came and they carried him to the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man died and was buried. And the Bible said he woke up and opened his eyes in a place called hell. And he could see Lazarus relaxing in the splendor of Abraham's bosom, but he himself was in flames. And he cried out and he said, oh God, Abraham, Father Abraham, he said, I'm tormented in this flame. He said, send Lazarus, just let him dip his finger in some water and reach out and touch my tongue. That's all I need, just one little drop. I'm not asking for a bottle. I'm not asking for a bucket. I'm not asking for a river. Just give me one drop, because I'm so tormented and I'm so hot consumed in these flames. And Abraham reminds him, son, in life you had your good things, amen, and Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted and you're tormented. And he said, and besides all that, there's a great gulf fixed. I can't get to you and you can't come up here. We're separated now. And then the man's request was this. He said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him somebody to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that when they testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. He's saying, send a preacher, send a witness, send somebody, and tell my brothers, tell my family, tell the world, tell everybody, don't come here. You know what Abraham said? He said, they have Moses and the prophets. You know what that is? That's the Old Testament. He said, they have the Word of God. Let them hear them. He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went from the dead, they will repent. One did come from the dead, and some have repented. Will you? And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they hear one, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I'm saying tonight, the Word of God is trying to get people. It's a roadblock saying, don't go past this. Amen. It's a road to destruction. You need to get off that highway. It's leading to destruction. Amen. God's Word is a roadblock. I'm telling you tonight, the Holy Ghost is a roadblock. The sweet Holy Spirit of God is a roadblock. And it's in this place right now, and it's talking to us. It's moving. It's talking to people's hearts here tonight. Amen. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost in this house? Anybody trying to listen to what he's got to say? Amen. I'm telling you tonight, God's sweet Holy Spirit, it's reaching out to all of us tonight. Just said, no man can come unto me except my Father. The Spirit of God draws him. Amen. I've heard people say, I'll come to Jesus when I get ready. No, you won't. Because you can't get to him unless the Holy Ghost draws you to him. Although he's an omnipresent spirit, you still can't get into his presence unless he opens a way and bids you come. It's not something to play with tonight. It's not something to ignore tonight. It's not something to push off and push away tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is dealing. The Spirit of the Lord is calling. And it's in somebody's way tonight, trying to get you off of the road you're on. Amen. Trying to get you off the road that you're on. The Bible said, quench not the Spirit. Don't make it hush. Don't turn it off. The Holy Ghost has made me miserable sometimes in my life. And I've prayed when I was miserable, oh God, please don't ever stop talking to me. I don't care if I can't sleep. Please don't stop talking to me. I don't care how miserable you may make me, but don't you ever stop talking to me. I want to hear your voice. It does not matter what it costs. I got to hear the voice of the Lord. I want to hear the Holy Ghost tonight. I want to feel the Spirit of God tonight. And nothing else is as important as that. Amen. Jesus, an invitation. At the end of Revelation, the Bible said, in the Spirit and the bride, some. Come on. Come on. Can you hear that? The Spirit. You can feel that tonight in your very own heart. Amen. So, of God's hope. And anybody that goes to hell is going to have to go over the cross. You will go past the cross. There's no detours around it. It stands firmly, planted for all time on the way. Amen. Jesus said, and I, if I be loved, I will supply. I will draw all men unto you. The only way to get to hell is past the cross. You've got to ignore the Savior. You've got to walk past Him. You're going to go to hell with bloody feet, because you're going to walk right through the blood of Jesus Christ. If you go to hell, you're going to enter into eternity with that image burned in your mind, because you're going to go past the cross. you're going to go past the cross because God put a cross in your way. Amen. Paul said it this way. He said the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are the saved, it is the power of God. How do you feel about the cross tonight? Is it foolishness, or have you found it to be power? And I'm talking tonight about roadblocks God has put on the highway to hell. Somebody says God wouldn't send me to hell. No, he won't. You'll have to go there yourself. And he's put roadblocks all along the way. And you're going to have to go through them, one after the other. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He's wanted to talk to us here. Amen. There's an altar waiting you here. God put an altar here for you tonight. A place to get right with God. Yeah, a place to get right with God. A place to get right with God. Amen. One of the greatest things God ever gave you was an altar, a place to meet with Him, a place to pray, a place to get things that are wrong right. Amen. Don't delay. Don't put it off. Don't gamble tonight. Someone told about a council in hell, and The devil was trying to figure out a more effective way to do his work. One demon said, just tell everybody that hell is not real. Satan said, that won't work because they know that it is. They're already living in it. And another one said, well, just tell them that that heaven is not really real. He said, that won't work. He said, they already have loved ones there waiting on the other side. And another one said, just tell them that there is a heaven, there is a hell, but you've got plenty of time. You have plenty of time. Let me tell you tonight, I don't know how much time I have, and you don't know how much time you have. You go to the cemetery, and there's between the dash in the middle, there's dates that are long in time and some that are exceedingly short. None of us knows the number of our days. So I'm encouraging you tonight, just come and get it right with God. Make peace with the Lord tonight. Make peace with the Lord here tonight. Amen. Jesus, I'm sorry for all of my sins. Forgive me. I know better. I'm sorry. Forgive me tonight. Wash me and I shall be clean. Wash my conscience. Take away my guilt. Take away my shame. God, forgive me tonight for every wrong that I've ever done. Forgive me, God, for the wrong things I've said. Forgive me for the wrong places that I've gone. Forgive me for the wrong things that I've done. Forgive me for the wrong things that I've heard and seen. Forgive me, God, for all these things. Just wash me, purge me, and cleanse me. I'm sorry tonight. And take it all away. Take all the sin in my heart tonight. Past, present. Take it all away tonight, Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your righteousness. Fill me with your purity. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your grace. Fill me, God, with your mercy. Fill me with your power. Fill me, O Lord, with your purity. Fill me, Lord, with your light. Fill me with your joy. Fill me with your peace. Oh, yes, amen. That's it. Just reach out to Jesus tonight. Make sure that everything's all right. Just make sure that everything's all right.
Let your words speak to me. Show me things I've never seen before. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Amen.
There's some that need to be here that are not here yet.
Lead me, Lord.
There's some people that need to be in this altar and you're not here yet. You're standing, friend, on some dangerous ground tonight. You're treading where angels fear to tread. You're walking a very slippery and a very dangerous path.
I want to be. You can take what's wrong.
God was merciful enough to speak to you. be respectful enough to respond to Him.
Days start shine down on me. Let Your love shine through me in the
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy.
See You standing near me, Lord, crying with compassion in Your eyes. I pray, Jesus, shine down on me. Let Your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere You open up the door,
I want to be saved, Jesus.
Let Your word
speak. I want to be saved, Jesus.
Show me
more than anything in this world, I want to be saved, Jesus.
Before.
Thank You. Thank You for mercy. Thank You for truth. Thank You for love and light.
You can take what's wrong,
yes, Jesus,
and make it right. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere You open up the door, let Your word speak to me. Show never seen before.
Lord, I want to be Your witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right.
Jesus, shine down on me. Let Your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere You open up the door, let Your word speak to me. Show me things I've never seen before.
You can take what's wrong.
Let Your word speak to me. things I've never seen before. Days will shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. I pray, Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the cross to be born.
yes. Oh, what a holy presence of the Lord is in this place. What a sweet, tangible manifestation of His glory. Oh, Jesus, I want you to know that I love you more than I love you. Anything in this world.
Hallelujah. And we
standing in His presence on holy ground.
Yes, we are. Oh, yes.
We are standing on
Take my
you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Yes, you can, Lord.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
So take my hands.
Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet.
Touch my heart.
Touch my heart, Lord. Speak to me. You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
You can use anything. God told Moses and told him to leave.
Jesus.
Take the children out of bondage and set free. He said to Moses, take a rod in your hand, stretch it forth and walk on dry land. You can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Yes, you can.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Just take my hands.
Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet.
Touch my heart.
Touch my heart, Lord. Speak to me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Just take my hands.
Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet.
Touch my heart.
Touch my heart, Lord. Speak to me.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. So take my hands.
Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet.
Touch my heart.
Touch my heart, Lord, speak to me.
If
you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, we worship you. We honor you, Jesus. You're the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason.
You're the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason.
in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. You're the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. You're the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. You're the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. Oh, he's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. But oh, what a reason. You're the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world that's worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing. Oh, you're the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. Oh, but here's the only reason I live. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. Amen. Praise God. Long, long time ago, I knew there had to be purpose for living. Had to be a reason for living. And a long time ago, God was good to show me that that purpose was Him. Amen. The reason is Him. I know He's the reason for the season, but He's more than that. He's the reason to live. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand together. Thank you for your time and for your attention. Thank you for responding and listening to the voice of the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we'll be dismissed over to the fellowship hall where we can have refreshments and fellowship. And congratulate Brother and Sister McGee on their new baby. Amen. They'll soon be here. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to go ahead and pray for refreshments now. And when you get there, you can just go ahead and eat. How's that? It's easier to get your attention now and it won't be over there. God, we're so grateful for a great day. You blessed us this morning in a wonderful way. And then again tonight, you've spoken to our hearts. about your love and your concern and the way that you made for us to escape hell and get to heaven. I thank you for that so very much. God, we ask you to go with us from this place, kept by your hand and your great protection. Bless each individual that's here tonight. Guard them and guide them. Keep them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Blessings that we'll be partaking of in just a few moments. Bless our fellowship together. We pray a very special blessing upon Sister Dorsey McGee and this baby. We pray your protection and the very safe delivery of this child. And we'll give you thanks. We'll give you praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen. God bless you. See you in the fellowship hall.
I need to speak with all the men who are planning on going to men's conference the end of this month. I need to speak to you real quick here in the front. Everyone is going to men's conference down in Lufkin. Also, ministers' wives, Thursday night at 7 o'clock, make sure and wear your crown. Amen.
Gotta go now.